1 Chronicles chapter 4. Judah's descendants were Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal. Reaiah, the son of Shobal, was the father of Jahath. Jahath was the father of Ahumai and Lahad. These were of the clans of the Zorahites. These were the sons of Etam, Jezreel, Ishma, and Idbash. Their sister's name was Hazalelponai. Penuel was the father of Gedor. Ezer was the father of Husha. These were the descendants of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, the father of Bethlehem. Asher, the father of Tekoa, had two wives, Helah and Naharah. Naharah bore him Ahuzam, Hefer, Temani, and Hahashtari. These were the descendants of Naharah. Helah's sons were Zereth, Zohar, Ethnan, and Koz, who became the father of Anub and Hazabibah, and of the clans descended from Aharhel, son of Haram. Jabez was more respected than his brothers. His mother named him Jabez. She said, "Because I bore him in pain." Jabez called out to the God of Israel and said, "If only you would truly bless me, expand my territory, and your hand will be with me. When you do this, you will keep me from harm, so that I may be free from pain." So God granted him his prayer. Caleb, brother of Shuha, became the father of Mehir, who was the father of Eshton. Eshton became the father of Beth Rapha, Pasea, and Tahina, the father of Nahash. These were men who lived in Rekah. Kenaz's sons were Othniel and Sariah. Othniel's sons were Hatheth and Meonathai. Meonathai became the father of Ophrah. Sariah became the father of Joab, the originator of Jehareshim, whose people were craftsmen. The sons of Caleb, son of Jephunneh, were Iru, Elah, and Naam. Elah's son was Kenaz. Jehalalel's sons were Ziphah, Tyria, and Asariel. Ezra's sons were Jether, Merid, Epher, and Jalon. Merid's Egyptian wife conceived and bore Miriam, Shammai, and Ishba, who became the father of Ishtamoa. These were the sons of Bithiah, daughter of Pharaoh, whom Merad married. Merad's Judahite wife bore Jered, who became the father of Gedor. Heber, who became the father of Zoko, and Jekathiel, who became the father of Zanoah. Of the two sons of Hodiah's wife, sister of Nahum, one became the father of Keilah the Carmite. The other was Ishtemoah, the Maacathite. The sons of Shimon were Amnon, Rina, Ben-Hanan, and Tilon. The descendants of Ishi were Zoheth and Ben-Zoheth. The descendants of Shelah, son of Judah, were father of Lekah, Leada, father of Marasha, and the clans of the linen workers at Beth Ashbia. Jochim, the men of Kozabah, and Joash and Zareph, who ruled in Moab, and Jashubai, Lehim. This information is from ancient records. These were the potters who lived in Netaim and Gedera, and worked for the king. Simeon's descendants were Nemuel, Jamin, Jerub, Zerah, and Shaul. Shalom was Shaul's son, Mibsam was Shalom's son, and Mishma was Mibsam's son. Mishma's descendants were Hamuel, his son Zachar, his grandson, and Shimei, his great-grandson. Shimei had 16 sons and 6 daughters. His brothers did not have many children, so their clans did not increase greatly in numbers as the people of Judah did. They lived at Beersheba, Molada, and at Hazar Shul. They also live at Bilha, Ezem, Toled, Bethuel, Horma, Ziglag, Beth Markaboth, Hazar Susim, Beth Birai, and Shearim. These were their cities until the reign of David. Their 5 villages were Etam, Ain, Rimon, Token, and Ashen, together with the outlying villages as far as Baalath. These were their settlements, and they kept the genealogical records. Clan leaders were Meshobab, Jamlech, Josha, son of Amaziah, Joel, Jehu, son of Joshabiah, son of Seraiah, son of Asiel, Elioni, Jehoiakobah, Jeshohiah, Asaiah, Adiel, Jesimiel, Benaiah, and Thiza, son of Shephi, son of Elon, son of Jediah, son of Shimri, son of Shemaiah. These mentioned by name were leaders in their clans, and their fathers' houses increased greatly. They went near Gedor, on the east side of the valley, to seek pasture for their flocks. They found abundant and good pasture. The land was broad, quiet, and peaceable. The Hamites had formerly lived there. These just listed by name came in the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah, and attacked the Hamite tents and the Meunites, who were there also. They completely destroyed them and lived there because they found pasture for their flocks. From them, from the sons of Simeon, 500 men went to Mount Seir with Pelatiah, Neriah, Rephaiah, and Uzziel, the sons of Ishi, as their leader. They defeated the rest of the escaped remnant of Amalekites and have lived there to this day.